Hi everyone, Dr. Bryn Cooper here. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about antibiotics. So a lot of people actually don't realize two things. One is that the first 2 years of curriculum of dental school are identical to medical school. So all your dentists that you go see, they actually went to the same core classes for the first 2 years of dental school that all the medical school students did. Most of the time we share the teachers, we share the cadavers, everything like that. So what I think is really awesome about this is that we actually have some general knowledge. So when you ask us, hey, I have this sinus cold, or hey, I have this, there are a lot of dentists that will help prescribe like antibiotics, sinus medicine, Tamiflu, different things like that. So how do you know you should take antibiotics? So antibiotics are only useful for people who have a bacterial infection. So if you have a cold, which is a virus, or you have the flu, which is a virus, antibiotics will not help you with that at all. And really the only way to know that is to go to your doctor and get a throat swab and have them check for some sort of bacteria in your throat. So antibiotics have been really overprescribed for colds when they're just not necessary. The other reason dentists prescribe antibiotics is because you have some other confounding factor, a heart defect or something like that, and you're going to have an invasive procedure. And to avoid infection, the National Heart Association actually puts out protocols that guide when we prescribe it antibiotics. In orthodontics, it's very, very rare for us to prescribe antibiotics. Unless it's maybe a mini implant placement. Some people may do it for bands, but I don't think it's suggested because we don't want the bacteria in your body to actually build up a resistance to the antibiotics. So then if you really do get sick, the antibiotics don't work on the bacteria. So that's why dentists prescribe the antibiotics ahead of time, ahead of procedures. I would proceed with caution with that. I would check the American Heart Association and make sure if you're getting prescribed antibiotics on a regular basis that you actually need it to. Back in like, I don't know, 07 or something, they came out with some new guidelines and there are still some people over prescribing the antibiotics. So then what do you do? You've gone to your doctor, they've done a throat swab, it's not bacterial. So now it's a virus. And basically we don't have anything for viruses that is equivalent to antibiotics for bacteria. So we're treating the palliative care. Tamiflu and acyclovir, all those antivirals, they keep the virus from proliferating any further, but anything you've already had, you can't like kill what you already have going on in your body with those antivirals. So you end up with palliative care, which is Tylenol, Advil, tea, salt water rinses, your mom's chicken noodle soup, those types of things. You want to get your body into a position to heal itself. So I thought this might be interesting for people because I get asked, you know, a lot of times like, well, I have this sinus thing and maybe I feel some tooth pain, and those cavities in your body are interconnected. And a lot of people don't realize that their dentist has all this knowledge to kind of help you through it. So you can ask us what's going on if you want. And a lot of times you do need to see the doctor to determine if it's bacterial or viral. But once you've figured that out, you can kind of direct it and kind of see what you need. And a lot of your dentists and dental specialists can work with you to get that done, whatever it is. So let me know what you have your questions on. And love to hear from you. Bye.